And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is something old, something new. Each of my guests is in an industry that is old, but somehow it's new again. My first guest takes an old idea, the encyclopedia, that's been around since the 1700s, and he's brought it into the 21st century. He's the founder of Wikipedia. We discuss the many ways that Wikipedia is superior to an old-fashioned encyclopedia. My next guest is a wide receiver from the Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers. No, not the Super Bowl 45 Packers, the Super Bowl 1 and 2 champions. We're going to talk about what it means to win the Super Bowl. We'll talk about Vince Lombardi and what it means to return the Lombardi Trophy to Green Bay. If you want to join in the conversation, or if you want to talk to a bona fide superstar, then you can call us at 639-0008. Bob Long is a former wide receiver, as I said, in the National Football League. He played in the 1960s and 70s. And he earned 2 Super Bowl rings. He was drafted 4th by the Green Bay Packers in 1964. Bob played on the great Green Bay Packers teams that won the NFL championship in 1965 and then won the first 2 Super Bowls in 1966 and 1967. The Packers are the only team in NFL history to win 3 championships in a row. After a brief stint in Atlanta, Bob rejoined Vince Lombardi in 1969 with the Washington Redskins, and he retired in 1970 after finishing up with the LA Rams. He's the only active player to ever have played for both the Green Bay Packers and the Washington Redskins under Vince Lombardi, and he's part of the Lombardi Legends. He's a notoriously active in charities across the state of Wisconsin since his retirement. We welcome to the show, Bob. How are you today?
Thank you, Bill. Should I call you Bill or Billy?
Whatever you're comfortable calling me, I will answer to either one of those two. And it's really
Billy the Brain. I like that.
That's my moniker. That's what they call me.
Smart.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm just fortunate that I get great guests like you to come on the show.
Well, thank you very much.
So I'm really excited because the Green Bay Packers won the Super Bowl on Sunday, and it was a great victory.
Right.
But let's compare the victory in Super Bowl 45 to the Super Bowls 1 and 2 in which you played. In what ways are those victories different, and in what ways are the victories the same between
They were very different because, Bill, as you may know, we played the first Super Bowl 1, in the L.A. Coliseum. And I remember specific things about that game. For example, I remember the 20,000 empty seats. It wasn't even sold out. Okay?
Yeah, well, it's a big stadium.
Huh? It held at least 80, 85.
100,000.
Or 100,000. You would know better than I would. But, it wasn't even called the Super Bowl then, Bill. It was called the NFL Championship. Because
mm-hmm.
we were playing the other league. It wasn't until after Coach 69 when the Joe Namath and the Jets beat the Baltimore Colts that they decided to call it Super Bowls. So retroactively, they went back to our 2 games in 66-67, our teams of that year, and they called it Super Bowl I and Super Bowl II. And the name has stuck on from then. Another interesting point, did you know the original Super Bowl trophy wasn't named Vince Lombardi?
No, of course not. He was still alive at that point, so
right.
Sure. I mean, that makes sense.
Correct. And it wasn't until after he died, passed away in 1970, he died in 1970, that Pete Rozelle, the commissioner, who I believe was originally from Los Angeles, he was sitting around trying to figure out a name for this big deal. It was becoming bigger and bigger every year. And they decided then to name it for the Vince Lombardi Trophy. So Green Bay Packers he was our guy. Vince Lombardi was their guy. And that stuck. And they, like this year when they won the Super Bowl 45, headlines in the paper this morning, the Super Vince Lombardi Trophy is back where it belongs, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
There you go. And that was their battle cry during the Super Bowl, bring the trophy back to Wisconsin.
No, that's... Let me tell you briefly how it's changed for the players.
Mm.
Let me tell you, I told my wife, I said, those kids in Green Bay on this team will never be the same. From that point on Sunday, when they won that game, they'll always forever be, can put on their resume, I won Super Bowl 45. I'm a Super Bowl champion. And that's an important thing to have on your resume from going forward. And some of the players like Charles Woodson and Donald Driver, number 80, thank you, because I was the original number 80, Bill, in the 60s.
Yes.
That was my number. And that's what I call, that's when TV started. They start televising games. So as a receiver, number 80 has been kind of special over the years. For example, Jerry Rice, maybe the greatest receiver of all time for the 49ers, he wore number 80. And
yeah.
Steve Largent, who went into the Hall of Fame, played for Seattle, he wore number 80. And James Lofton, who was a former Packer, he took it to the Hall of Fame. So you know how numbers are special for guys?
Sure.
Like 32, you know what 32 is, what that stands for?
32?
The number 32.
Brown. Jim Brown.
The great Jimmy Brown.
You bet.
My opinion, the greatest running back of all time.
Mm.
Well, a lot of players these days, running backs, they wear number 32 in honor of Jimmy Brown.
Absolutely, they should.
It's like basketball and Michael Jordan. Some guys want number 23 because Michael Jordan wore number 23.
And that is, it's very good to be like your models, right. And that is wonderful. We're talking to Bob Long, everybody, and he was on the Super Bowl champions, Green Bay Packers, in Super Bowls 1 and 2. And, Bob, I want to return back to something that you talked about. The kids of today that won Super Bowl 45 can put it on their resume that they are Super Bowl champions, but so can you. That's something that you share in common with those winners in last Sunday's game, which is amazing. So in what ways did it change your life, having won what was then the NFL AFL championship, but now called the Super Bowl? What was it like when you won? In what ways did it affect your life?
Well, it affected me a little later in the 70s because I got some speaking engagements. Everyone wants to hear, for example, they want to hear about Vince Lombardi. And I played for him in both places.
Sure.
Green Bay and Washington, so I know him pretty well. I knew him pretty well. And I can tell a lot of stories about Coach Lombardi. So I speak some around the Middle West, and people, companies, they want motivational talks or they want to motivate their employees or whatever, and just some flat-out fans who want you to talk about Vince Lombardi. But he had changed my life. I remember in the 70s, Bill, I was building pizzas up here in Wisconsin, and we had to because in my era, they didn't pay the big salaries.
Right.
My first salary was $11,500, if you can believe that.
$11,500 as a professional football player.
$11,500. So we had to get off-season jobs. So I got the Pizza Hut franchise for Northern Wisconsin. At the time, well, I'd go in for a loan, for example, at a bank, and they probably looked at the loan and whether it would work or not. But in many cases, Bill, you would get a loan because you were a former Super Bowl Packer.
There you go.
To show you a bit how much that carries you and how it remains with you and so forth. That was one of the great things about the Super being called a Super Bowl, former Super Bowl champion. It's going to change those kids' lives, though. Charles Woodson and Donald Driver didn't have rings. And now, Bill, while you hear these players like you heard on Sunday saying, well, I want to get a ring to kind of round out their career.
Mm-hmm.
They've already got the big money. They're superstars, but they don't have a ring. Well, all the great players of today, that's their big motivation. They want to get a ring. Like LeBron James going to Miami, he went down there to get a ring.
And here we thought it was for the weather.
Pardon me?
And here I thought it was for the weather he went down there.
Well, maybe that too. He might not say that.
Now we're talking to Bob Long, everybody. And Bob, you mentioned it that you played for Vince Lombardi on both the Green Bay Packers and the Washington Redskins, which makes you unique in that regard. And everybody likes to hear the Vince Lombardi story. So I'm going to be one of those people. I'm just going to ask you, what was it like to play for Vince Lombardi, and what are some of your favorite Lombardi stories?
Well, Vince Lombardi, Bill, was without a doubt the greatest motivator of all time. There's no doubt about it. He could motivate people, and whatever he did, he motivated people, and he would say, if you want to win, you don't want to stay here and put up with my shenanigans, being tough and so forth like that. If you want to lose, you go someplace else. He felt that if you played for Green Bay, you were going to win every year the championship. So if you want to be a champion, get a ring, you put up with Coach Lombardi's motivational, and he was a very gruff guy. I wouldn't really call him warm and fuzzy, but he was a great, great motivator. He loved the concepts of setting goals, the team, and for sure the mental toughness. He made me mentally tough, Bill. I went on for the rest of my life after 1970. When I retired, I mean, people used to get mad at me because I would sit there and do numbers all the time. I learned liking numbers because of Vince Lombardi. You didn't dare go off sides with him, for example. The other thing I really got from him was his principle of positive attitude. You always had a positive attitude. He made sure you had that. You know what I mean?
And how did he do that, Bob? Is that so important in whether you're motivating football players or teaching in school or leading a team of engineers at work? Motivating people to have a positive attitude is one of the most difficult things. How did Coach Lombardi do it?
He would do this specifically. He would, if you made a mistake, which I didn't make many, fortunately. No player made many playing for him. But if you missed the pass because your fingers were cold or because it gets cold up in Green Bay, as you know.
Oh, yes.
They had a celebration up there yesterday. It was 9 degrees. And they got 60,000 people out for Lambeau Field celebration.
Mm.
That's, you know, they disregard the weather factor you mentioned before. But he said positive attitude. He would say this. If you do make a mistake, you missed the pass and went offsides or had a fumble, you got to forget it, Bill. It's just like with people with companies. If they make a mistake, everybody makes mistakes. Forget about the mistake, but learn from it. Don't make it again. He didn't like it when you made a mistake a second time or a third time. So have a positive attitude. Forget about it. Learn from it. You can't do anything about it anyways, right?
Right.
You can't do anything about it. It's done, over and done with. So move on, have a positive attitude. And he insisted on players who had a positive attitude to play for him because he didn't want to be around down people with downers, called downers. He didn't want to people who were sad about this or that or business deal or whatever. He wouldn't keep you around. You didn't need to give him a reason to trade you if you weren't a superstar, like Paul Hornung or Ray Nitschke or someone like that.
Mm.
So that's kind of his personality. He was tough, really tough. I mean, I've seen him cut guys on the practice field and put them in a cab and tell the cab driver to take a guy to the airport and fly him to New Orleans and without changing his clothes.
Wow.
He'd send a guy to the airport in a cab. And the guy had to fly to New Orleans from Green Bay in his Packer uniform.
Amazing story.
Send him his clothes the next day in a box or whatever. I mean, he did stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, he was, there's so many stories I could talk to you all day I'll tell you about Lombardi stories. But,
well, it is great.
Of them.
It is great. We're talking to Bob Long, everybody. He's receiver for the Green Bay Packers, the Super Bowl champions in Super Bowls 1 and 2. And, Bob, before I let you go real quickly, the Green Bay Packers are owned by their fans. It's the most unusual circumstance in all of sports. How important are the Green Bay fans to the Green Bay Packer football team?
I'm originally, believe it or not, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So this Sunday they played the Super Bowl, Green Bay and Pittsburgh.
Oh, I bet you were all constricted on that.
People were calling me from back in Pennsylvania and say, hey, are you going to bet on the Steelers? I said, no way. Well, we have better fans than the Packers. I said, no way, I should know. The Packers have the most, I mean, they have Packer clubs, Bill, as you may know, all over the country. There's Packer fans everywhere.
They're even out here in California.
Oh, I know they are. And I said, in my opinion, because I've lived up here 45 years, I never went back to Pennsylvania, and there's a reason. Because I was always a Packer Super Bowl champion living in state Wisconsin. Well, that's a big positive for you to live up here. But I just wanted to tell you briefly, how much time do we have?
We've only got about 30 seconds.
I told you briefly we stayed in Santa Barbara.
Well, yeah, that's a connection to the area. Tell us about that connection.
Coach Lombardi, before Super Bowl I, put us up in Santa Barbara because he didn't want us to get in trouble. That's what he said.
Well,
it was pretty quiet then, and it was 2.5 hours to L.A., so the guys couldn't drive down there in 2.5 hours and get back, for example, for curfew or whatever. So we stayed up there the week before Super Bowl I. And it was fun. It was quiet. I mean, we didn't do much except go practice and go to meetings, but it was a great area. We loved the area, and that's Santa Barbara that helped us win Super Bowl I.
Well, that is good to know that Santa Barbara, Ventura counties were instrumental in your winning Super Bowl I. We've been talking to Bob Long, everybody, who's receiver for the Green Bay Packers in Super Bowls I and II. Thank you so much for being our guest, Bob, and we appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the road.
My fun. Thank you.
Thank you.